This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Paula Campbell. She's co-chair of the Macoupin-Montgomery Addiction and Behavioral Health Coalition. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Thank you.
Paula, we're going to talk today about this organization, and it formed in April of this year from two other entities. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about the former entities and how this new coalition got started.
Sure, I'd love to. The Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition had been around since 2003, and then Montgomery County had a newer coalition that had started called the Reality Coalition that had a lot of same mission and objectives that the Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition had. And we felt like as a region that we could have a stronger impact with having one large coalition instead of two small coalitions, that if we came together regionally and worked with all the different organizations within the two counties that do the consumer face-to-face work on addiction and behavioral health work, that the resources could be utilized better, and we could have a stronger coalition by merging the two. So this started in April, as you said, and we've been having monthly meetings since then. And we're really excited about the momentum that the coalition has and the members that are coming. And we're always open to having other organizations and individuals be a part of the coalition as well.
One of the former groups was the Anti-Meth Coalition. Does this new coalition, does it work also? We have a lot of stuff in the news about opiates and things like that. Are you working with those types of situations as well?
Yes. So that was part of, the Anti-Meth Coalition was really struggling with, we were the anti-meth and other drugs, but because we anti-meth was the way we formulated in 2003, people really weren't participating in the coalition thinking that our only focus was methamphetamine, when really we were trying to target all the different types of drugs. It's just at the time when we formulated, that was the main topic at the time. So we felt like, changing, having a name change and combining these coalitions could really allow for the community and community organizations to see this coalition as something that could work on all aspects of both addiction as well as behavioral health. We're at a point now with our federal government that they're finally acknowledging addiction issues like opioid and other drug and alcohol type addictions, as well as mental and behavioral health needs for our communities. And there's a lot of federal dollars that are coming down the pipeline, and having a coalition in the regional area for all of our front-facing organizations like the health departments, the FQHCs, the hospitals, mental health organizations, all of these organizations being able to work together in a coalition like this can help the larger community.
As far as your meetings, you talk about you're having monthly meetings. What maybe is the topics, or what do you do at these meetings as far as what do you want to go, I guess, towards a goal of, whatever it may be?
I feel like our main objective is community education and awareness as a coalition that's a large part. And we have our first initiative that we had was a regional community education initiative was a poster contest that we started here for October. It's coinciding with Red Ribbon Week with all of the schools in the two counties where middle school and high school students can create a poster and then they're going to submit them to their schools. We'll collect them and then we'll do an award ceremony and picking the best in each school at the middle school and high school level, as well as picking regional winners. And this is a chance for kids to kind of think about how drugs impact lives and create conversation with kids about choosing a drug-free life, and creates a little bit of peer-to-peer education. And we're hopeful that those conversations as kids work on these posters will happen within the school walls as well as with their families and with their friends, and can be a prevention type effort. And then I think we'll be looking at other things that we can do as a coalition in the different communities to raise awareness about the different types of drug-related behaviors, as well as behavioral health as well. There's so much that's happening on the behavioral side of things that many times leads into different types of drug use. So we're wanting to do awareness seminars for parents, for teens, and for those working on the front lines, you know, working with these, with the hospitals and other organizations to bring in special speakers, things like that, different opportunities, both on the professional side and on the community side.
Would your organization also work with, say, I don't know, but would it work with maybe recommendations or something towards that effect of, you know, where to go to get help or where to seek more assistance if there is, say, a drug problem or alcohol problem or whatever it may be?
Yes. Actually, we're working on some resource materials that can be utilized by all the different organizations that can make referrals to different organizations within the two counties and outside the counties as well. And then we're also, many of the organizations are hosting different types of events all the time for awareness and education. Some of the organizations we have working with us is the Macoupin County Health Department, Montgomery County Public Health Department, SAD, which is Standing Against Addiction and Drugs, Care Now Weekend Walk-In Clinic with Carnival Hospital, HSHS St. Francis Hospital, the Gateway Foundation Drug and Alcohol Treatment Program, Community Hospital of Staunton, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and we have several church leaders that are also involved within the organization, and we're always looking for other organizations and individuals as well to participate.
And when you speak of membership organizations or individuals, if someone is interested, what would they do? Do you do it separate from Macoupin versus Montgomery, or who do they get in contact, who do they talk to, and maybe what is your schedule of meetings to know if it works for them?
Yeah, so we have a social media page. It still says Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition. I'm trying to get the working through the ways of getting the name changed. It's not always an easy thing on social media. But you can go to the Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition, and I post meeting events and things there. You're welcome to call me as well. My number is 217-899-3449. Our next meeting will be November 15th at 5 p.m. It'll be at HSHS St. Francis in their auditorium down the in the basement of HSHS at St. Francis. So
you've given all the contact numbers and things like that, and you said you have things coming up. Anything maybe before we end the show that you've got coming up that one could pay attention to as far as activity?
Well, I just want to highlight our poster contest. Every school district in both Macoupin and Montgomery County have been invited to participate, and it's for 6th grade through 12th grade to submit a poster. The phrase for the poster is "Life is a journey, travel drug-free." Those posters are to be submitted to their school offices by October 24th. We will then collect those and judge them, and we will have an award dinner on November 7th. So take time, talk to your neighbor, talk to your child, talk to your grandchild, ask them if they've heard about the poster contest, encourage them to put an entry in and help create a positive drug-free world.
Paula Campbell, thank you for joining us on the forum this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.